Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, an international court last week temporarily paused Trump's Liberation Day tariffs and almost all of the tariffs placed during his presidency. The next day, a court continued his tariffs, but almost all of the momentum was lost because now we have Republican senators, now we have Trump allies coming out and saying these tariffs have got to stop. Check out Rand Paul talking about a conversation he had with Trump and then coming out against, firmly against Trump's tariffs. Then I'll show you the floodgates that this opened.
The president has taken note of some of your skepticism, and he did tweet yesterday saying that if you, Rand Paul, vote against his massive border and tax bill, the people of Kentucky will never forgive you. Do you consider that a threat? And do you know if you have three other Republicans who will join you to block it from passage?
I had a very good conversation with the president this week about tariffs. He did most of the talking, and we don't agree exactly on the outcome. But when I come home to Kentucky, I talk to the Farm Bureau, which is opposed to the tariffs. I talk to the bourbon industry, which is opposed to the tariffs. I talk to the cargo companies, UPS, DHL, all of their pilots are opposed to it. I talk to the hardwood floor people. I talk to the people selling houses, building houses.
Mm-hmm. Those are all radical liberal globalists all trying to combine forces to take down Mr. Trump. That's what Trump would say, at least. I love how Rand Paul has to caveat that Trump did most of the talking. He probably came away from the phone call with Trump with a very bad taste in his mouth. Like, why did Trump just yap so much? And he made a point to say that.
I have no organized business interest in Kentucky for the tariffs. So I think it's worth the discussion, and it's worth people remembering that the Republicans used to be for lower taxes. Tariffs are a tax. So if you raise taxes on the private sector, that's not good for the private sector.
What?
Thank you. A Republican with a functioning brain, but I guess still no spine, because if push came to shove, Rand Paul would vote 100% in line with Donald Trump. But I mean, this goes to show that Republicans aren't completely 100% lost, except for this one.
So now we're not going to have to pay probably taxes. Taxes are paid by the American people to the Democrats. Now that we have a Republican Party coming in, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's going to make them pay tariffs. Once they pay these high tariffs, instead of making the American tax people pay them, we won't have to pay taxes anymore. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, individual. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump.
That was very deep. You know, I feel like life would be blissful. It would almost be blissful to be living in such a simple, simple world. I want you to watch this clip of George Stephanopoulos grilling the National Economic Council advisor Kevin Hassett on ABC because, you know, as Donald Trump performatively posts on Truth Social, there are no actual deals being cut. And this gets exposed live on TV. Trump posted at 12:58 p.m., if the courts somehow rule against us on tariffs, which is not expected, that would allow other countries to hold our nation hostage with their anti-American tariffs that they would use against us. This would mean the economic ruination of the United States of America. Not only is this just apocalyptic rhetoric, but it's also a thinly veiled threat. You're saying that if the courts don't curtail their behavior to fit your exact wishes with insane, insane global tariffs, then they're going to be causing the economic ruination of the United States of America. You know Trump didn't write that because it's not all caps and it's actually spelled right. And it's a word that's bigger than four letters. But watch this clip of Kevin Hassett, the National Economic Council director.
We showed at the top of this piece you talking about how you believe we're on the brink of getting many of these trade negotiations secure. Where are we exactly? When will we see an actual agreement? Will we see any this week?
I expected that we were going to probably see one perhaps as early as last week. And I think that one of the things that's happened is that the trade team has been focused 100% like a laser beam on the China matter to make sure that there are no supply disruptions because these licenses are coming a little slower than we would like. And so we've been focused like a laser beam on that last week. And the presidents, we expect, will discuss the matter this week. Once that thing's resolved, then we're going to take deals into the Oval that James and Greer and Howard.
What is this dude saying? What is he saying? He thought there were going to be deals last week. I mean, when this dude is yapping on camera like this, you really begin to understand why Trump intentionally picks TV personalities. And I'm not even giving credit to Trump there. I'm just saying that, like, when this guy is sitting there sweating and rambling and undermining himself, it's like, get a grip. What about ABC embracing the taco trade? And by the way, I don't know if you guys have noticed lately, but I'm adding more and more contributors. I'm adding Gen Z men. I'm adding Gen Z women. We're going to create a diverse roster that can relentlessly push back against MAGA. If you want to help join the crew and join the movement, make sure you drop a like. This says, keep up the informative news, Adam. This needs to be amplified. I want to give a shout out to Dr. Forbin for the great comment. You guys can join the crew and help amplify by subscribing. Check out this clip of the taco trade.
Investors even coining a new phrase to describe it all. Taco trade, which stands for Trump always chickens out.
They're saying Trump always chickens out on your tariff threats, and that's why markets are higher this week. What's your response to that?
Oh, isn't that not a chicken out? I've never heard that. 6 months ago, this country was stone cold dead. We had a dead country. We had a country people didn't think it was going to survive.
What are you talking about, homie? It was stone cold dead. I don't know what you're talking about. The U.S. economy is far from perfect. There are a lot of problems regarding inequality and wealth disparities. But by the end of Biden's term, he had, by all accounts, left the economy in a pretty solid position. The GDP was growing. Now it's contracted due to Trump. The stock market was hitting all-time highs. Now it crashed. Unemployment was in a good spot. But the point here is, for all of Trump's bluff and bluster, and this is the key, point that I want to make, he has actually gotten no deals, and he has the support of very few Republicans. Rand Paul, in this interview, very clearly dismisses Trump's trade theory, very clearly dismisses the entire thesis of Trump's economic theory. What about this clip of Trump's economic council advisor saying that there are no deals? They have gotten zero deals. So while Trump doesn't have the support of courts, he can't go through Congress because they don't support him. Other countries don't even take him seriously. His economic council dude, who is clearly not even TV trained, is stuttering and stumbling his way through TV. And then when Trump goes out, he gets confronted and gets called a chicken, because he is. You can see Trump's entire trade philosophy crumbling in real time in front of all of our eyes. His trade advisors, his allies in Congress, the people around him are all trying to talk him down. Meanwhile, countries aren't giving him even a single concession. This article reads, China calls Trump's trade deal accusations groundless. And this is one of those things where it's like, the two worst people you know are fighting. Do I believe China, the country notorious for lying and human rights abuses, or do I believe Trump, the dude notorious for lying and corruption and doing illegal shit? China and the United States are both accusing each other of reneging on their tariff truce as tensions rise over the rare earth exports, computer chips, and student visas. This is like Trump wants to be the arsonist and the firefighter at the same time. He wants to start this huge global tariff war and be the one to fix it. He escalated this trade war with China to unseen levels. And you know what? Like, personally, I think we can slap China in the face with a 10 to 20% tariff from, like, every once in a while, and it's fine. Even President Biden did that. President Biden did a small, targeted tariff. That is not what Trump did. He did a massive escalatory tariff that raised it to 90, then 125, then 145% tariffs. Then both sides negotiated a truce, but it was like a soft truce. And then both sides broke the truce. What a shit show of incompetence. China on Monday said Trump administration accusations that it had broken the terms of a trade war by holding back key materials were groundless, saying that it was in fact the United States that had seriously damaged the agreement with its restrictions on Chinese microchips and students. After Trump on Friday twice accused China, trying to shot back, it's a shit show. I don't even care about digging into the minutia because we just have to understand that Trump is getting nothing done. Unless you're this woman. I guess in this woman's world, Trump is getting a lot done, but that is why we're here. We will continue to relentlessly push back on MAGA media. We will build a system, a network that can trounce and pounce any sort of MAGA apparatus out there. If you want to join, click subscribe. Love you all. And peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.